RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
Just got to give my guys a shot in that situation. I think I haven't obviously gone back and watched yet, but I think I ended up dirting the ball. Didn't get my legs into it. Just put the ball in the end zone in that moment. And if it's a pick or incomplete at that point, then but can't dirt the ball.
Man, respect to Caleb Williams for even after a 300-yard game with no sacks and no turnovers, and showing out like that in prime time, he knows that he had a shot to do more. And he could have done more, and he's okay with the truth of what that means. That is a young man growing as an honest competitor.
Watching it live, I thought what I saw was the rule that Dave wants, that every coach tells you about end zone throws. I thought it was low to the front of the end zone, high to the back of the end zone. And then hearing him say, you know what, I just didn't get enough on it, because there was an opportunity where he threw it for the ball to be caught.
Yes, it was Jahdae Walker was coming back, and he was trying to get back to the front of the end zone, didn't quite get there. But if Caleb puts enough on that, he actually has a shot to complete that thing.
Yeah.
Bethune,
that dude hits.
Yeah, he does. He said that Caleb was running around looking for the soft spot in the zone, but they were in man. And obviously the way the whole play went down, where Ben got it in late and Caleb didn't have time to use motion to get everybody in the right play. But they had run a lot of zone, and on that play they ended up in man as Caleb is running around trying to make something out of nothing, to use his words.
Later on in the show, we'll talk a little bit more about Chris Collinsworth and his thoughts on Caleb Williams. And I know that there are some people who are like, oh, they just kind of reflexively hate Chris Collinsworth. And I get that. But there was some real insightful stuff that happened on the broadcast last night. For example, you know how we've been talking about they made training camp really hard on Caleb Williams, that they threw a ton of stuff at him that they could figure out what they were working with?
Yeah, it's a whole year's been fascinating to watch, but that part was fascinating because they threw everything at him, and then they streamlined it when the regular season came around.
Here's a specific example. Pay attention to what Collinsworth had to say about it.
I really feel like that when they started that drive and hit that first run, then they came back, play action off of it, then they go hard count. It's like all the culmination of what they have been working on. And, you know, it's a piece of clay, right? That whole thing that Ben Johnson talks about, that we're trying to mold and we're trying to build. But it's the little things. It's the confidence that Caleb Williams has built with these come-from-behind victories. And when victories start to stack on top of each other, young quarterbacks become young superstars.
Glad you brought up that phrase, piece of clay, because when we were asking Ben Johnson last night about Caleb Williams, that was like, okay, that's it. It makes sense. Because even though it's year two, in some ways, Chris, this was like year one for Caleb. And there was a break him down to build him up process that happened here. And you're seeing the fruits of that labor right now.
Well, they would have moments in training camp in which Ben Johnson would do a surprise hurry-up drill. And he would say the play, which was like 25, 26 words long, into his helmet. And all of a sudden, Caleb would look at him like, can you do that again? Do it again. He goes, nope. Crosses his arms, say, nope, can't do it. and he tried to make him suffer in camp so that he didn't have to suffer when he got off.
That's amazing.
So he made Caleb go through the hell in camp of not being able to know the play and not telling him to play the second time, knowing that it would motivate him throughout the course of the year to not be in that situation in a real game.
And look, training camp is different than a game in a game week. Where training camp, you're trying to learn the entire offense. Game week, you're doing a game plan for a specific opponent. It can be easier. That's what NFL players tell me, that it can be easier to learn. But the idea of throwing you into the deep end, I said what I said. That was the play call. Go ahead, quarterback, and get in the huddle and call the play. Meanwhile, Caleb's like, that's a lot of words.
It's such a hard job, man.
It's a terrifyingly hard job.
It's a terrifyingly hard job because the truth of it, and that's an amazing anecdote. It's an amazing thing to really think about, seeing after knowing what we've known and watch what we've been watching all year long, all the way back to the offseason. But because here's the thing, and Ben puts it on himself on the last play last night, but the truth is, the best quarterbacks in the NFL, when they get that call and it's that late, they figure out a way, right? Like, that's the gig. That's as hard as it is. Like, instead of needing to go up there and take all your time and then get the guy in motion so you end up with people in the right place, when you hear the play come in, maybe you know the best quarterbacks. Maybe Josh Allen knows or Joe Burrow knows. Okay, well, I'm going to skip the motion part because we don't have time. I look down, I see it's 15 seconds. So just get there right now. Go get there right now. And you tell the guy to get there and you save it. You save your head coach's ass the way that you have to sometimes as the quarterback. Or you ad lib and almost make a play, which Caleb almost did. But like, that's how hard the job is. Is that sometimes you even got to save your own head coach's ass by knowing more and being able to do it in real time.
Luckily, we have a quarterback expert who can help walk us through some of this stuff. We look forward to talking with Kurt Warner every single week, and what a time to have him with that type of quarterbacked game last night on both sides. Really amazing stuff. We'll ask Kurt Warner what he thinks about it next on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.